Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, is here to try to explain what happened in the overnight trade and why the large fall-off in this marketplace. Good morning to you, Kurt. Bet it's a busy and kind of rough morning there in Normal today.
It's a roughed up market. Yes, it is. We've seen the grains continue their free fall from the overnight trade, basically. Just a lot of little things adding up and through here. It's kind of hard to believe that corn's only about 27 cents off the lows we made here back in June, and beans about 50 cents off the low we made here last spring here in June, that is. And just kind of seeing some liquidation continue its course. It's kind of discouraging from the fact that crops still are rough in areas. We saw Asia come forward here last week, and look, we probably sold over 600,000 tons of beans there last week, but the market kind of ignored that on ideas that the Asian economy could struggle here. Asian stock market, of course, has been about like the bean market, just in a free fall here over the near term. We're looking at the technical picture here. We've got some gaps to the downside here. Are they measuring gaps or exhaustion gaps? We'll see here. But a lot of technical damage, and the significance of that is the commodity funds that kind of follow. Some of this technical stuff's going to probably stay on the defensive here for a while. Corn open interest has been going up, actually, and not new shorts coming in the market, but the speculative crowd added to longs last week. So they've got some liquidation to go through here over time, and that's kind of the fear here is that we're just going to go through a technical meltdown here over the near term.
What kind of downward marks do you have at this point? Where are we headed, do you suppose?
Well, we done went through them.
Well, that's the good news, isn't it?
Well, hurry up and get it over with, I guess. But last week we were looking at D's corn at 408. We're presently 20 cents below that. Kind of looks like this 82 area, 83, 85. Not that far away from that. It's kind of the upper end of the resistance there as we started to try to turn up there back in June. See if we can develop some support there. Bean-wise, kind of looks like this 930 area, but can't really say if those are going to hold or not here in this type of atmosphere that we're in.
Any fundamental support for moving lower? For instance, what are the expectations this afternoon for the crop progress reports?
Corn somewhat steady. Beans maybe steady, 2% improvement. The beans are looking a little better in some areas, but corn, there's still some damage. This take in place here, that's irreversible in a chunk of the corn belt. On the supply demand balance sheet, we feel that the numbers are still tighter than they were a month ago, but not tight enough to give reason for the crowd to come forward here and be a big buyer right at the moment.
USDA will begin the process of collecting data for the August 12 reports. These are going to be big reports. They always are. But this time things might change. Do you suppose USDA will be able to capture some of the changes this time around? Do they do enough data collection?
Well, we're fixing to find out. I think there's data out there to look at to justify some smaller numbers if they step in the fields that I've seen. The biggest thing that was mentioned on Commodity Week there last week is harvested acres, how they're going to address that. Then the second big number, of course, is the yield, and we'll see how that falls in place. But thirdly, is the number that's the main concern is on the demand side, especially on the bean side here. We just need to see Asia continue to come forward and get the purchases on the books here so they can get those beans shipped out this fall and early winter to stay in their shipping schedule and not skip us here in the U.S. and go to the Southern Hemisphere for their needs.
How quickly would they have to book, really, in order to catch up? I think as of July the 9th, only 14% of the 14% of the total for the coming marketing year had been booked. That's well behind, I believe, and according to Daryl Good and what he's put on the Farm Doc Daily website, do you suppose we can catch up very quickly, or is the meltdown there in China going to cause more problems?
Well, they can, as far as purchases, they can solve that in one day. They can come forward and just buy a big number one day. The question would be then after that is the logistics on the shipping part of it. But we're going to have to see million metric ton sales to get caught up here if we're going to meet those export expectations that we're looking at here currently at 1.75.
Are there worries that the slide will deepen throughout the day today, especially in the soybeans? I can see it's moved what? How deep is it at the moment? I've got November beans. I'm 10 minutes delayed, but I've got them down 20 cents at this time.
Well, currently November beans are down 23.5 cents on the low at 491.5. December corn's down 16.25 at 386.5. So we're continuing to see the selling process stay intact here.
All right. Anything on the livestock that we should be aware of? Did you take a look at the cattle and feed numbers that were released on Friday afternoon?
Well, briefly, on feed 102.2, about as expected. Marketings were a little bit on the light side. Heifer and cow replacements, 106.5, and that's about as expected. The thing we got to watch here is the cash softened up on us down just about over $3 there last week. Ribeyes are getting to be a little bit of a buy in some areas. So if you're a consumer and wanting to fire up the grill here, should offer some opportunities there. On the pork side, hog kill continues to run 13% above last year's kill pace, so we're going to continue to see pork loins be at a cheap discount to most meat cuts.
Kurt, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good. Take care, Todd.